This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, we do not have the Tennessee Vol music, which we normally have at this time when our buddy Chip Scoggins joins us. Chip is on another campus visit for one of his 842 kids, which we believe he has. So Chipper's out. He will be replaced by the senior columnist from the Star Tribune. The Hall of Famer Patrick Ricey is going to join us. It's been months since Patrick has joined us. Patrick back on the show at 2:35. Give us a follow on Twitter at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show, Bob Fletcher, Ramsey County Sheriff. Join us 12:35. The criticism he has taken from Paul Schnell and Ramsey County on his overcrowded jail. That was at 12:35. We talked about the balloon, everything legit, and all the utter nonsense tied to the balloon at the start. Extended, overrated, underrated, properly rated, leading into some Grammy talk. And now, felons and voting. This has been debated in this country at the federal level and at the state level for a long time. And it's coming up again at the Capitol, in particular because the DFL is in charge. They feature Reverend Brian Herron, former city council member, and his path to be able to vote once again. And then it gets into some of the details. The DFL majorities in the House and Senate have backed legislation to eliminate the weight of felons to vote. I'll get into what that weight is in a moment. The House passed the bill 71-59. Last week. This is a very split issue. And obviously it's not all Democrats on one side and not all Republicans on the other side, but it's very close. Republicans, in an overwhelming fashion, are against the idea of restoring felons the ability to vote. The whole perception of soft on crime, and that debate, which ping-pongs back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. As our pal, Rochelle Olson, who wrote about this, she points out another great Rochelle story. Felon voting and restoration has been pending in the Supreme Court for more than a year. December, the court heard arguments on a lawsuit seeking to restore the voting rights of felons after lower courts declined. The Secretary of State and the Attorney General, Ellison and Simon, say it's within the legislator's authority to change the law. And as Rochelle points out, states vary widely in their approach. Maine, Vermont, D.C., felons never lose their right to vote while incarcerated. 21 states, felons can't vote while locked up, but they retain the right to immediately on release. Minnesota, one of 16 states, felons lose their voting rights while locked up and during their parole or probation, and often until they pay fines or restitution. Representative Cedric Fraser, DFL, New Hope, said these voting bans are explicitly racist and they date back to slavery. Republicans tried to amend the bill. They don't have the votes in the House or the Senate, and obviously at the governor's level. Representative Paul Novotny wanted to require the payment of fines, fees, and restitution before voting rights are restored. Frazier and Majority Leader Jamie Long called that proposal an unconstitutional poll tax. Tying the ability to vote to pay fines is a poll tax. Novotny withdrew his amendment. So, where do you stand? Do you want to be like Maine, Vermont, D.C., and felons while incarcerated can keep voting? Do you think there are levels of this? I want to hear from you. I want you to chime in. Where do you stand on this issue? I mean, have we spent enough time lately talking about legitimate votes, who won, who didn't win, who should be allowed to vote, when you're allowed to vote, mail-in voting, ballot boxes, fake news, lawsuits, individuals who commit felons? I want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Dave, you want to chime in first before we get some texts, and I'll chime in also again. Where do you stand on restoring voting for felons? 651-461-9226. Cities One, talk and text line. Dave Harrigan is king of the state of Minnesota. Would you wear a crown often if you were king?
Absolutely.
Of course you would. As king, you decree what regarding felons and voting?
I think levels is the way to go. I do. I wouldn't say, you know, like you said, Maine and the few other states that say, go ahead and vote while you're in prison. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. That might be a little far, but once you're out, once you've served your time, yeah, I think, you know, maybe there's certain levels of a crime where you lose it. If, you know, I think particularly violent crimes, a murder or an attempted murder or a serious assault. Yeah, maybe you forfeit that right. But I don't know. I think once you're out, once you've paid your debt, I mean, you could say a lot of people would argue this is a continuing of paying your debt. But, you know, the laws that are made in this country still impact you just as much as everyone else. So I think once you've done the prison sentence or whatever it is, I'm willing to have the discussion about, you get back in the voting booth.
Conceptually, we agree, okay? Let me be more direct, though, on Maine, Vermont, and D.C., that felons never lose the right to vote even while incarcerated. Hell no. 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 If you've committed a felon and you're in the sneezer, you're not voting. If I'm now king. I've shivved you in the back, Arrogan.
What am I, Julius Caesar?
You're gone, buddy. In 21 states, felons can't vote while locked up, but they regain the right immediately on release. I don't think I'm immediate. But here's my issue. How do they get it? Because some individuals are just flat out broke when they come back. And it is going to take a period of time. And I'm with you, by the way. There are certain crimes, and murder is obviously at the top of the list, where for me, again, you're not getting it back. You're just not. Certain levels were so heinous that if you're eventually freed, no, you're out for me. It does get dangerously, though, to a poll tax if it's just pain. Because a part of me really wants to agree with that, Dave, and say paid fines or restitution. So what is the restitution? What can a felon, he or she, do to demonstrate they should be in good standing to vote? I don't think automatic. I don't. I'm sorry. For me, and I get, we have a less than perfect judicial system. We see stories almost weekly of someone who is released after maybe decades, Dave. We know this judicial system is weighted incredibly one way. Money. Way more than race. Way more than gender. It's money. If you got dough and you have an attorney, as opposed to public defender who's got 500 cases that day and is learning about your case as you sit down, there is no comparison. So I get that we have people who are treated incredibly differently. But I am somewhere in, no chance in voting while in the slammer for a felon. Okay, I'm out. It's not automatic, but I don't quite know how you earn that back. And that's where I want people to tell me how they could earn it back, or say absolutely they don't earn it back, or they should earn it back right away. You can call me. You can text me. That's why we have the Cities One talk and text line. If you want to add your name, fantastic. If you don't, don't. It does allow us to distinguish a little bit if you add the name, but that's your call. 651-461-9226. Grammys tunes. Dave Harrigan hates modern music. So it kind of pains you to play this, right?
I love this one. Little Encanto. As far as all of the Grammy winners last night, I've heard this one 1,000 times more than any of the others.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking felons and voting restoration. Patrick Roycey in about 10 minutes. All right, let's get to some of the text here. 100% they have a right to vote. This is America, not Iran. Are you leaning that way at all, Dave, where no matter how heinous your felony is, multiple murders, and somehow 40 years later, you get out? Are you in a restoration situation? Because, hey, you're a citizen, taxation without representation, let's toss that baby out. Because I'm a no on that. I'm an murder, too bad, you've lost it.
If you're out there killing people or even, you know, attempting to kill people, no. I think I'd even look seriously at, like, you know, financial crimes. The scope of it, if it's, you know, to a level where you're ruining people's lives, I think we can talk about you not voting ever again. That would be fine.
How about rehab? How about the folks who say, you know, it's not just the punishment, it's the rehabilitation. If you have been released, let's say less than the time you've served, you've met with these boards, they have made a decision that you have changed your life.
I mean,
not enough for me on certain grounds.
No, I don't think so. No, and not in the most egregious ones. No, it's definitely not.
Keep the text coming. 651-461-9226. If incarcerated, no rights. No, I'm not going to go no rights. I mean, because we have abuse. We have, while we had Bob Fletcher on, where someone was having a stroke and they didn't receive treatment, or they were bleeding for hours, no food, no water. No, we don't torture, but this isn't a guarantee. The state needs to invest money in the prison system, or are you going to keep getting garbage coming out? Let's see. Murderers would only vote for Trump. 1 year out of prison, you should have the right to vote no matter what crime except for fraud. Murderers would only vote for Trump. You want to leave that one to me, Dave?
I think that's. I think you saw those signs at all the Trump rallies, "Murderers for Trump," right?
I must miss that one.
No, you keep your eyes open. They were there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, they should be able to vote only after they've served their sentence, finished their probation, and completely paid back any restitution that was required. The money part gives me some hesitancy. Does that give you any hesitancy?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, once we're paying to vote, I think that's an issue.
Texter responded what you said. What do murder or even financial crimes have to do with your right to vote? What about adultery? That's cheating. You open it up to financial crimes. I'm more on the murder side. Only limitations, as Texter says, is treason. No, you kill someone. To me, that's another one. Come on, Chad. Dems buying votes straight up. This is what this is all about, just like the driver's license joke. There is a consistency in how Democrats believe. Is there a voting component to this, just like there is to certain issues with Republicans? Yes, I believe so. I think we'd be naive to say no. You with me?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
But to act like one party's doing this and other parties are not is rather naive.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily mean it shouldn't happen.
No.
You know, you can have good intentions, you can have bad intentions. That doesn't mean you still can't have the discussion.
And you can benefit from this, right? On voting, by the way, even with so many Republicans pushing back, you know, Trump was saying voting by mail is fraud and the ballot box is fraud. I think I saw something recently where he's changed his tune on that. Of course he should. We've got states that have voted for years by mail, including that wacky liberal place, Utah. So both parties are inclined to do things that potentially benefit them.
Yeah. And why would
so let's not act like just one is doing this.
Why would the Democrats want to do this to buy votes if all the murderers are going to vote for Trump anyway?
Yeah, that one I still I must have missed that one. The fabulous Patrick Royce is minutes away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.